It's the Congressional Corner. We're here with Colonel Mike Derrick, Democratic candidate for New York's 21st District, and it is a seat that is now held by first-term Republican Elise Stefanik. Colonel, first of all, thank you for your service. When were you in the Army?
Well, I'm just delighted to be here, Alan. Let's see. I was commissioned in 1985. So started at West Point, summer of 1981, commissioned in 85. Served 14 years on active duty and 14 years as a reserve soldier.
What was that like?
Active duty?
Yeah.
Well, it was all over the world. I mean, this was the Cold War. These were the ramparts of freedom. 2 years in Korea on the DMZ as a platoon leader, and then to Germany to serve on the Czech border, keeping an eye on the 6th Soviet Tank Army across the border. And I was a company commander there.
Anything happened?
The thing that happened was the wall came down, a remarkable experience.
Could you believe it when it happened?
It was unbelievable to go through that transition. So just to put that in context, early in 1989, we were on the border and it was business as usual, just as it had been since the late 40s.
Yeah.
And then by the end of 1989, the wall had come down, the borders were opened, the Czechs and the East Germans were flowing across into West Germany. They were driving their little two-cylinder cars, and they were coming to look at what they hadn't been able to see, what they hadn't been able to visit. They were buying things they could never buy in the Eastern Bloc, and it was a remarkable time to be there. My wife and I, you know, we were stunned because within a matter of months, these people had been our potential foes. And now they were in our town and in our village in Germany where we lived. That's where our first son was born. And so it was just this remarkable, rapid transition that we
Unbelievable.
Were. It was. It gives you hope for the way in which the world can change in very, very rapid ways.
We keep seeing it. I mean, who would have thought now that we would see gay people being allowed to marry in the United States.
It's remarkable.
And then all of a sudden, whoosh, this great thing happens, and we see people being treated with a different kind of respect. Is that all because of young people coming up?
Potentially. I think, you know, in that case, it is certainly the young who drove that because, you know, for them, it's not an issue. You know, these are human beings, and they're contributing members of our society, and we've obviously recognized that in the military. I mean, they're now full and equal members of the military, whereas in the past they were unable to live the lives they would like to live.
Let me ask you this. Elise Stefanik, how are you going to beat her?
The difference between Elise Stefanik and myself is that she consistently votes against this district, and she's also a member of the failed leadership in Washington.
Well, what do you mean she votes against the district?
Well, in very specific ways. So she has voted, for the TPP, for example, which is going to drain jobs from the North Country and then prevent us from bringing new jobs in. She votes against women. She votes against education. She votes against families. And importantly, she votes against the environment. I mean, she's got the second worst environmental record in New York State.
So let me ask you.
And that's the Adirondack Park. I mean, it begins just north of us here.
Can you win?
I can win. In this year, absolutely I can win.
Why do you say in this year?
Because the winds of change are blowing. I mean, look everywhere on the political landscape, and the winds of change are blowing. We've seen Bernie Sanders do remarkable things for, you know, a group of people that felt voiceless in this country. He has brought new people into the electorate that otherwise, you talked about young people a moment ago, there are young people who feel now like they have a voice. And so Bernie's been able to do that. And he made tremendous inroads across the North Country.
So you're a former colonel, or you are a colonel. You served.
Colonel retired.
Retired. You know, we see people like Chris Gibson. He was a colonel, a congressman who was just retiring himself.
Right.
Why do we sometimes stereotype and assume that former Army people are going to become Republicans when they run for office? And you're not.
Well, I go back to what's important to me. And, you know, the Democratic Party reminds me a lot of the Army. I am a nonpartisan guy, you know, and I think Army officers should be nonpartisan. We don't need a politicized Army. And when I departed the military, when I retired, you know, I looked around and I said, wow, the Democratic Party looks a lot like the Army. You know, the Democratic Party and its principles is committed to not leaving people behind. The Army says the same thing. We will leave no soldier behind. And, you know, that's a distinct and stark contrast with the Republican Party that has postured itself to really look after the interests of a very small slice of our society, hoping that the rest of us get along.
Are you helped this year by the fact that Donald Trump is running against Hillary Clinton?
I think everyone who is running on the Democratic ticket this year will be helped by Donald Trump. And, you know, we just have to look at the trajectory of the Republican primary process to date. And it's, you know, it's characterized by disorder, chaos, surprises. I think those things will continue as we move forward in this election season.
You have a third party candidate in the race, a Green, who says that he's polling better than you are. Is that true?
I don't know what polls he's looking at. You know, he is Congresswoman Stefanik's best friend.
How do you figure?
Well, because, you know, when he entered the race, she welcomed him. And I think that, you know, the fact that he is in the race, you know, gives her, she thinks she's going to coast to victory.
Is that how she won the last time, by his being in the race?
No, I don't believe so. I don't believe so. I mean, last time she deployed an incredible amount of outside dark money in a district which was not accustomed to that.
What makes you think she won't do that this time?
Because this is a very different year. Turnout last time was at mid-30s in terms of percentage. We're expecting turnout this time to be mid-60s. That's almost twice as many people going to the polls.
How about people who
voted last time were very convicted in their political beliefs, and the Greens came out and voted, and so he picked up a significant percentage there.
How about raising money? You know, we've seen 60 Minutes.
It's a curse.
It's a curse.
Okay,
how
so
do you do it?
Well, let me just comment first on the raising of it itself. I mean, what it's doing is it is corroding, and it will eventually destroy our political process as we know it, because when we give money the influence it has currently within the system, and one can only expect that to grow under the current rules, that's going to squeeze out people who don't have money. Their political voice will be obliterated. And so this is a significant, you know, moment in American history where we can either choose to solve this problem or we can let it fester, and it's going to change our democracy fundamentally in a very negative way, I might add.
And how do you go about raising it yourself?
Well, I start with friends and family, and I call everybody I know and say, hey, I'm running for Congress. And the response from my friends and family was remarkable. You know, people who've known me for decades, and they said, you know, and I don't come from a wealthy network. I mean, Army officers are compensated, but they're not certainly among the wealthier slices of our society. And so, you know, it's friends and family first, and then it's people in the district who care about this seat, who care about this race. And, you know, for me, that's been a very powerful thing, to have so many people invest their hopes in me within this district, that, hey, we might have a chance here to elect somebody who's going to represent us in a better way.
Colonel Mike Derrick, Democratic candidate for New York's 21st District. Colonel, we're going to have you back again, and we have many more questions for you.
Thank you, Alan.